To Libya now, where Muammar Gaddafi's old compound in the heart of Tripoli has been put to new use, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro explains in this reporter's notebook.
Gaddafi's compound in Bab al-Aziziyya used to be one of the most forbidding addresses in the country.
You are not allowed to come here for any other reason unless they asked you to come here. And most people, they will be not happy for a call to be in Bab al-Aziziyya.
That's Jamal, our translator here in Tripoli. He says an invitation into this compound would certainly have meant you were suspected of doing something wrong, and it wouldn't have ended well. But just last week, Tripoli's traditional Friday market moved locations to here, and this former palace of terror is now a kind of fairground.
So I'm walking through the market here, and there are literally hundreds of people, children, women, old men, young men, and they're selling everything. In front of me, there's motor oil, there's diapers, there's ketchup, there's T-shirts, shoes. Anything and everything people would want is being sold here now at the new Bab al-Aziziyya Friday market.
Abdul Khader sells rebel trinkets right in the doorway of what used to be Gaddafi's residence. He says he never dreamed that he'd be able to sell his wares in the colonel's house. It's like a dream come true, he says. Some things being sold are more deliberately controversial than others.
So in the Islamic world, dogs are not particularly well thought of. And actually, they have a section here where they're selling them right in front of Gaddafi's house, which I think adds insult to injury. How much are you selling him for?
Hamza Mohammed Saleh is asking $350 for his German Shepherd. He says selling dogs here is a direct insult to the former leader, which makes him very happy. While some are here to buy and sell, Gaddafi's compound also attracts the curious as well. So I'm now inside Gaddafi's house, and it's far from its former glory. There is graffiti all over the walls, and it's partially burned, but that hasn't stopped people from treating it like a tourist attraction. They have their cameras out, they're taking pictures of themselves, and indeed on the ground floor, some children are rollerblading on the smooth marble surfaces. Nearby at the live chicken stall, Salem Al-Nawal, who works in the oil sector, says he can't believe the scenes he's witnessing.
I wish I had a camera. I saw an old man trying a pants and trying a suit on in the open air.
What made you wake up this morning and decide to come to Bab al-Aziziyya on Friday?
You know, I heard that they were selling dogs and things and birds. So I said, I might as well just go and stroll there.
At night that you see his house, I mean, with all the graffiti and everything.
I did see that. And the man keep on appearing from that balcony or whatever you call it and telling us things and calling us names. And where is he?
Salem Al-Nawal says this market is the real symbol of the people's power.
People will always prevail. The aspiration of the people, no matter how poor, how uneducated, how, you know, they will prevail. They are staying, and he's gone. And he cannot defeat the people's will.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.
You're listening to NPR News.